Ancos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new conventional radio affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station bringing Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South, even as we work to expand our international shortwave coverage of the network and also work on the restoration of the archives. Our techs tell me that they're still working on this, that there are a lot of things that have been involved in this archive restoration, and that we are close to having that accomplished. And when that is accomplished, and when I'm informed that I can go ahead and start entering in show descriptions that link to my guests and to topics that we've been talking about in these individual shows, I will get my page updated and will let my listeners know that that has been accomplished. So all of this is being worked on. And we want to thank the guys at RBN who have been working overtime to get things back to where they should be at our new site, which is www.republicbroadcasting.org. We are with Mark Glenn today of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press. Mark is doing a series on the USS Liberty and the premeditated Israeli attack on that vessel on June the 8th, 1967. That series will be in the American Free Press, which you can find at AmericanFreePress.net if you want to go there to conjure up a conventional print subscription to AFP, which I definitely recommend to you. You can also find Mark's news website, Crescent and Cross, at CrescentandCross.com, or by going to my website, MarkDankoff.com, going to the links page and clicking on the Crescent and Cross that you see in the middle of that links page, which will take you straight to Mark. Mark, before the break, we were talking about a couple of items, and you were making several important points. Go ahead with that, sir.
Well, I just would suggest that, you know, that there is much more going on behind the scenes here than what we've been led to believe. I mean, certainly everybody listening to this program can completely dismiss the idea that we're fighting this war in the Middle East for freedom, that this was because of September 11th. I mean, we all have enough of the facts to know that that is not the case. As far as oil, you know, being the argument why we're going to the Middle East, that too falls on its face. You know, we had all the oil that we wanted from these countries. You know, we didn't need to go to war to get it. At which point, the only thing left is Israel. Now, at this point, you know, it's at some point, a stooge gets tired of being a stooge, and he turns on those who you know, are using him for their purposes that, you know, he knows are not necessarily in his best interest. Now, George Bush taking all the heat that he's been taking, okay, you know, some people say, well, he's doing this because he wants to reap these profits from his interests in these oil companies. But the amount of heat, I mean, you can see the man is irrational. He looks like he's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. You read the reports coming out of the White House, people who are around him. His wife, you know, spends at least half of the nights of the week in a hotel somewhere because she can't stand to be around him, supposedly. He's irrational. He's irascible. You know, you have to ask yourself, what is it that's propelling this man to not only to continue on with Iraq, but to press forward with this insane agenda with Iran? And to me, as I said before, he fits the mold of a man who's got a gun to his head, literally. And not just him, as I said, but the vice president, the secretary of defense, our entire intelligence apparatus, and the U.S. Congress. There is something that we don't know here that is pushing these people to do these things. And I feel sadly we are going to find out, but it's going to be too late.
Yes, and that this may have links to both the Liberty case as well as the Pollard spy case. We'll be back for an extended conversation with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press. When Mark Dankoff's America returns on RBN, stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Mark Antos, America, coming to us live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, as well as the American Free Press. Mark is doing a series for AFP on what happened to the crew of the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. And, of course, Mark's in the forefront not simply of trying to establish the facts of that day, but potentially even more importantly, to use the facts of that day to get at the bottom of all of the implications of the immediate U.S. governmental cover-up of that situation that followed with Robert McNamara and Lyndon Johnson, what really happened with the U.S. Navy Board of Inquiry that was allegedly looking into the USS Liberty incident, what was the role of Admiral Isaac Kidd in all of this, and the role of Admiral McCain, John McCain's father, in this whole mess. I imagine that all of that is going to come up time and time again as we look not simply to what happened then, but what continues to happen now in regard to the whole issue of Israel and the Israeli lobby and their stranglehold, at least up to now, in American foreign and domestic policy. And in that regard, I just wanted to mention at the same time that Tex Mars will be on this show on Tuesday in the last hour of my show to discuss Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination, that is put out by Rivercrest Publishing of Austin, Texas. They were kind enough to send me an advanced copy of the book, which I trust I will have ready and read before that interview with Tex on Tuesday. Some of that may dovetail with what Mark and I talk about here on a regular basis. And we'll also point the listeners to yesterday's show, if you didn't hear it, with Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org. Chuck had a lot of things to say about John Hagee and Cornerstone Church and Christians United for Israel and some of the things that We Hold These Truths is trying to do counteract the efforts of John Hagee and others in the Christian Zionist movement while there's yet time to do it. Mark, on that score, we've been talking about a lot of things related to foreign policy. How do you see that relating to the kinds of things that the Jewish lobby has been able to accomplish culturally in this country in the last 40 to 50 years?
Well, yes, this is one of the things that I often say to people when, you know, when we're dealing with this issue of the Jewish lobby. It's not just our politicians. You know, the body has been assaulted on all fronts. It's not just our politics. It's our culture. It's our morals. It's our religion. As I said, I mean, I've only been on this earth for 40 years, but this country is not the country that I remember when I was a boy. You know, I can't take my children into most public places, and I live in an area of the country that is probably the most conservative of all areas in the United States. But nevertheless, I cannot take my children into public places without, you know, keeping a watchful eye of what kind of negative influences they're going to run into, whether it's magazines at the checkout lane, or just looking at young people, and not just young people, but their parents as well, the way that they comport themselves. It's not the same country. You can see the leaven of the Pharisees that we were warned about so many times by Jesus. You can see that it has filtered its way down to every facet of our life in this country. Just about every young person you see, you can see in their behavior and in the way that they carry themselves that they have been raised on a lifetime of this poison, this not moral relativism. The values of modesty, of sobriety, of seriousness. You know, they basically are clones to the icons that they have been raised on, such as Britney Spears. Whether it's Britney Spears for the young women, or whether it's these violent, mindless thugs that have come to typify the American entertainment industry for men, it is a very all pervasive thing. And Jesus warned us about this when he was warning us about these people. When he talked about the leaven, you know, he said that the leaven will eventually work itself through the entire lump of dough. It's not just that there's going to be one section of it that's going to be affected. It's going to affect the whole thing. And so, as I said, there isn't a sector of our society, political, religious, entertainment, whatever, that is not seriously affected by this. I say, well, if we can just get these neocons under control. For example, you mentioned at the beginning of this program Chomsky. Noam Chomsky, of course, he's very critical of the neocons in the war. But as far as all of the liberal policies that morally have destroyed America, he has nothing whatsoever. So that's what I'm saying. Even if we were able to extricate ourselves from the Middle East, if we were to take back our government from these supposed neocons, we still have a sick society. Okay, we still be murdering 5,000 of our children a day. We still will see a divorce rate of. We still will have kids going into their schools and murdering each other in mass. You see, it's not just a political problem. So, and I guess of all days, today being Good Friday, this is something that we need to take stock of. That 2,000 something years ago, a man named Jesus was subjected to a sham trial where false witnesses were brought forward, and he was tortured and murdered by the very people that we are dealing with today who are responsible for having destroyed what was the legacy of Jesus' efforts, meaning Western civilization. And we don't want to make the mistake of thinking it's just an American problem either. It is all of Christendom. Christendom has, in my opinion, has become the fulfillment of the prophecy that Jesus left us, and he said that the day will come when your enemies will build an embankment around you and dash your children to the ground. Did not recognize that's coming. Now, of course, he was talking about the future date when the Romans were going to enter Jerusalem and destroy it in 70 AD, but, you know, I think that it's a recurring thing. I think that what we are seeing today is the destruction of the temple just as we saw it in 70 AD. When we see the destruction of the temple today, meaning the destruction of Christendom, it is the same thing. And it is as a result of us having forgotten these warnings that were left to us by Jesus concerning those who were his enemies. We are paying the price for our foolishness in not keeping an eye on this creature and keeping it locked up. This is something that we have to keep in mind, is that when we're talking about the enemies of Jesus Christ, we're talking about an implacable enemy. And for 2,000 years, there has been relative peace with regards to this enemy. But with our acquiescence to the creation of this nation known as Israel, we basically have let this beast out of its cage and undone what was God's judgment 2,000 years ago.
Yes, we're quite clearly. I was, teaching recently, or I shouldn't say that. I was contributing to the teaching of some things in a Sunday school class recently in a Lutheran church in San Antonio, and in the context of those conversations, I was pointing out the specific passages in the New Testament where Jesus Christ predicts the impending Roman judgment against Jerusalem, which quite obviously, contextually, can only be interpreted in one way biblically, and that is that the national judgment upon Judah at that time was directly related to their rejection of Jesus Christ as Messiah. Now, nothing has changed in 2,000 years on that subject as it relates to the ongoing rejection of Jesus as Messiah on the part of those who comprise the vast, vast majority of those who created the state of Israel and continue to reside there, so that presumably the condemnations that of our Lord that resulted in the Roman action in AD 70 would still apply today. And as I look at the warnings of John in the Apocalypse, these references to the church at Smyrna and to the church at Philadelphia, about beware of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, that suggests to me that at the very end of the New Testament canon, there is still an overriding concern for this whole issue. And are we to see in this, Mark, a legitimate grid through which we can interpret not only all of history, but this present difficulty and quandary that the United States finds itself in? And is this a part of the deception at the end of history that the Bible seems to indicate will overtake many people?
Well, I certainly believe that it is. Of course, I won't make any hair-splitting particulars with regards to interpretations, but I think in a general sense, you can see that all of the things that we were warned about, both by Jesus and by the Apostle John, who wrote the book of the Apocalypse, that in a general sense, they are coming true. We were told there would be a deception in the last days, and certainly, in my opinion, Christian Zionism doesn't fit the bill better than anything else. Because, you know, when you're talking about this theme of Judeo-Christianity, what could be more of an oxymoron than that? Here you have whole groups of Christians embracing this completely farcical idea that they have something in common with the Jews, and they don't. The two are completely different creatures, and yet now we're supposed to believe that we can, that there is this creature that's half lamb and half wolf. So certainly that the prediction of the deception of the last days certainly would apply to that. And, you know, when Jesus was talking about the end times and he said, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy place, one for your life, my opinion, what more could that be than the state of Israel?
Most interesting. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Mark Glenn of AFP and Crescent and Cross. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and also the American Free Press. Mark is working on a series on the USS Liberty and Israel's deliberate premeditated attack on that vessel on June the 8th, 1967. And in conjunction with that series, he is trying to dig ongoingly into the implications of the U.S. cover-up of that event in the four decades that have followed. If you want a glimpse of Mark's website at crescentandcross.com, you'll see on a daily basis a lot of news blurbs that you and I need to be aware of daily as we try to piece together what is actually happening in this country, both domestically and internationally. Mark, we were talking about a series of things before the break. I had a gentleman on this show yesterday. I presume that you would at least know of him. I don't know if you actually know Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. Have you guys ever crossed paths?
Oh, yeah. He's a good man. I consider Chuck to be a good friend and an inspiration.
As far as what he is doing at WHTT.org, We Hold These Truths, WHTT.org, he, among other things, was talking yesterday about a Project Straight Gate Vigil that is going on in conjunction with the activities of We Hold These Truths, where they're trying to recruit people around the country to be involved in peaceful, lawful, civilized protest against John Hagee and his Christians United for Israel organization, wherever the latter group is involved around the country. And Chuck has some things listed here about Rochester, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Boston, Massachusetts, Arvada, Colorado. The list just goes on and on. What do you think of this particular project? And do you think, in terms of what Chuck is trying to do with this and the people who are working with Chuck on it, that it has the possibility of bearing any fruits in a fashion similar to what you're obviously trying to do with the American Free Press?
Well, my hat's off to Chuck, because when I get these news updates from him about him holding these protests outside these church, I think, you know, would I have the guts to go and do something like that? I don't know.
I haven't had up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to write a column on the internet or in the paper or something, but to go out and to deal with these people face to face. I mean, I know on the few occasions that I have been involved in prayerful protests against abortion, I mean, it can get really ugly. The people on the other side, they really can get ugly with the spitting and the name calling, and you know, and sometimes they can, you know, they get violent. And so, you know, Chuck, he will always be a marvel to me how he can do that. And he doesn't seem to have a quiver in his voice when he talks about doing it. When I started reading his pieces years ago, he would talk about organizing a protest outside of Jerry Falwell's church. And these things would happen, you know, somewhat infrequently, you know, maybe once every couple of months. But now he's organizing these things more and more, and so it doesn't seem to me that he's in the least bit intimidated. But as far as bearing fruit, I think that all of our efforts, Mark, whether it's you, whether it's me, American Free Press, Republic Broadcasting, Chuck Carlson, you know, there is only so much that we can do. We do have to wait for events to catch up. You know, I do believe that it's somewhat inevitable that the people of this country are going to wake up and discover how dangerous this relationship that they have with Israel and with the Jewish lobby is. But unfortunately, it is going to take serious events taking place before they are going to be aware of this. You see, right now, their lives basically are unaffected by it. They've got their jobs. They've got money in the bank, even if it's not very much. They have food. You know, their lives, for the most part, are comfortable and stable. And it's not really going to be until the rains start to fall, as it were, that they are going to wake up to it. You know, Jesus, when he was talking about these days, he said that they were going to be like in the times of Noah. Now, you think about, you know, the story of Noah and his ark, whether you believe it or not. The moral of the story was that here was Noah building this ark in preparation for this terrible thing that was going to come. The people were laughing at him, and they wouldn't listen to his warnings. But they did believe, they did become true believers when the rain started to fall. And likewise with the people in this country, whether they are believing Christians or not, there is going to come a point at which they are going to believe, because they're not going to have any other option. It's going to be staring them in the face. So in the meantime, the efforts of Chuck, the efforts of Mark Dankoff, Republic Broadcasting, American Free Press, whatever, I think that we have to lay the groundwork for this, so that when those people do begin to open their eyes, there is a repository of information that they can tap into that is going to answer the questions that they are inevitably going to have about this whole thing.
I am impressed, Mark, by an image, a metaphor that you used the last time we had an on-air conversation, where in relation to the present state of the American Republic, and the cancerous reasons why we have arrived at this very lamentable state, you said something that put into perspective for me how late the hour might be. When we come back, I want to make reference to that metaphor and then take a couple of callers. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today on Good Friday is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and of the American Free Press. Mark is doing a series on the USS Liberty and the tragedy of June 8, 1967, and Israel's preemptive attack on that vessel on that date for AFP. I would urge all of us to be watching for the various articles that we're going to see coming from his pen in coming days and weeks and months on this. I think it's certainly been opening my eyes progressively to the magnitude of something that I'm only beginning to understand. And I'm at least a decade older than Mark is, so I think that that says a lot about Mark Lind and just what a prescient young man he really is. If you turn to Breaking All the Rules news today, by the way, I tried to put some new posts on there yesterday. Chuck Carlson's appearance on RBN is mentioned on the main news page with links to some of Chuck's pieces, as well as his new post entitled, Pat Tillman, Killed by Friendly Fire or Killed by His Own Government? That's a fascinating article if you take a look at what Chuck Carlson has said on that subject. I have posted the Rolling Stone piece entitled, The Last Confession of E. Howard Hunt, U.S. CIA Hit Team Murdered JFK. I have posted a series of other stories as well, including Dr. Gary North's post for LouRockwell.com talking about Iran's preemptive strike, which has nothing to do with the recently released 15 British Marines that were detained for a few days, but has everything to do with Iran's desire to do its oil business in euros and not in American dollars. Here's one that Mark Lynn can relate to. Jerusalem Post, New York Gala raises $18 million for the Israeli Defense Forces. Leading the contributions this year was Israeli media mogul Chaim Saban, who pledged $3.2 million. There are some other of the usual culprits listed there. The executive vice president of the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish American Jewish Organizations, Malcolm Henlein, AIPAC's president Howard Friedman, the president and CEO of Israel Bonds, Yeshua Matzah, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Elie Wiesel, renowned Israeli performer Dudu Fischer, and American businessman Donald Trump, who contributed $250,000. Israel's consul general in New York was there. Israel's defense attaché to the U.S., Major General Dan Harel, were among those representatives of the Israeli government at this New York-based gala. Mark, what do you think of that story?
Well, it's more of the same. I mean, it's always the same. It's and it also, too, you know, this is one of the things that I tell people. I say, particularly people who are Christians and supporter of Israel, I say to them, you know, if Israel is such a blessing upon mankind, and if it really is God's will that the Jews occupy that land, then why does it have to be occupied in such a violent, duplicitous way? Why aren't these blessings falling upon this land as one would expect if it were part of the grand design in God's agenda? They can only hold the thing together with force. They can't take care of themselves. They have to mooch off of all of these other countries in order to sustain themselves economically. And even with all the mooching that they manage to do, they still can't balance their books. They have to have more and more. So if these people are such an industrious, productive people who are occupying this land with God's blessing, then why does it take so much in terms of artificial means? And most of these means, by the way, are rooted in some type of chicanery or some type of gangster business. I mean, keep in mind that some of the biggest industries in Israel are the pornography industry, the sex slave business, you know, where you have women being imported from places like Russia and Ukraine, and they're sold as sex slaves, which is legal in Israel, by the way. So why is it that this nation can only hold itself together through all of these seemingly illegal and immoral ways? So this fundraiser that you're talking about taking place, it's just more of the same. You know, they can't produce what they need as a nation in order to be self-sustaining. So they have to go out there with their hand out asking for money, of course, and a gun in their coat. You know, the whole business of the way Israel has done her business from the beginning has been one of a smooth-talking stick-up artist. And so this gala that you're talking about, of course, this is business as usual. If she didn't do this, she would have shrunk like a balloon decades ago.
Yes. And in conjunction with this, and as I look at some of the stories I've been trying to cover with guests in these last few days that I promise that we talk about a little bit this morning, and then I'll take another caller. What is your spin, Mark? Now, I know you were the first person to tell me about Lieutenant Commander John Sharp. I have subsequently discussed this with Dr. Steven Snigoski of The Last Ditch, who was a guest on my show on March 28th. Dr. Snigoski has written a letter to the Navy Times in response to the news that the Navy had removed John Sharp from active duty. And since that time, I've also come across a news release on this subject by the Slaves of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, entitled John Sharp's Naval Career Unjustly Assaulted. In your judgment, what are the implications of this case? I know that Lieutenant Commander John Sharp, for the uninitiated, was a public affairs officer for the USS Carl Vinson. He was recently removed from that post. It is thought that his release was connected to the fact that Commander Sharp had been both the editor and the publisher of a series entitled Neocon and Neocon Again. What is this Sharp case along? You know, we've talked about the Pollard case today, the USS Liberty case, all of which we'll continue to follow. But what does this Sharp case tell us about the current state of freedom of expression in this country? What does it say to you about the American military? What does it say to you about the influence of groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Well, of course, you know, we have to keep this in mind that this situation with Sharp was preceded by this quote-unquote intelligence report released by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is just a sister organization to the ADL. It's one of these Jewish spy groups who monitors people such as you and me and others who are critical of not just the state of Israel but the Jewish agenda in general. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, released this report a few months ago talking about this offshoot group of Roman Catholics who call themselves traditional Catholics, and the fact that they represent the largest single group of anti-Semites operating in the United States because of the fact that they reject the changes that took place in Vatican II, and John Sharp is part of this group. So, you know, we have to keep in mind that this is not a new uproar. This began with Mel Gibson's release of the movie The Passion, where there was a lot of discussion on his religious views, his father's religious views, and the fact that they are, you know, they were this group of dissident Catholics who were holding to the church's old ways of doing things, and in particular, the church's old way of dealing with the Jews. Okay, we have to remember that one of the changes that took place after Vatican II is that the Vatican issued a statement exculpating the Jewish nation for the collective guilt of Jesus Christ. And following that, you saw a flurry of rapprochements taking place between the Vatican and the Jewish community to the point where even John Paul II was inviting members of B'nai B'rith, which is the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith into the Vatican for meetings. So you see an increased presence of Jewish advisors and contacts in the Vatican following Vatican II. The one group of Catholics who have not bought into this has been this group known as the traditional Catholics. And so this situation involving Sharp, I think, is a direct outgrowth of this. You know, the fact that he is part of this group really is what it boils down to. As far as freedom of speech, I mean, it should be obvious to everyone that is a corpse, and it has been for a long time. I mean, you, in this country, you are allowed to say anything you want except to say anything critical of the Jews or of Israel. So, I mean, we can see this. I mean, following or just preceding Mel Gibson's movie, you had organized Jewish groups calling for him to be arrested and tried under the Patriot Act as a terrorist. So the idea that there is freedom of speech, this is a myth. It's just another myth that we foolishly entertain in this country, that we're free, and that, you know, America of 2007 is the same America of 1776, and it just simply isn't the case. The sooner that we face this fact, the better off that we're going to be. As long as we continue to delude ourselves that we enjoy this freedom, the longer it's going to prevent us from actually getting down and doing the work of actually securing this freedom back to ourselves.
Yes, and as I consider this Sharp case, and then I'm going to take a caller, it seems to me that he must be a microcosm of what makes the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center absolutely apoplectic, because he's covering all the bases. He's covering the Israeli angle and the control of American foreign policy, presumably, in these books that he has edited entitled Neocon and Neocon Again. And then he is also a most convenient target, as you are, Mark, because he is a traditional Roman Catholic and presumably represents one of the last vestiges of a constituency in America that opposes what the Jewish lobby has been promoting domestically in this country, related to abortion and related to homosexual rights and all of these other things that are a part of a larger moral and cultural agenda of sewage that has been creeping into our news media and our educational establishment for a very long time, and that obviously has moved many of our churches well to the left of where they used to be on these subjects. Jim in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Glenn. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, the two Marks. And
hello,
I don't mean this in the sense of a couple of hayseeds sprinting for the front door of the Cornerstone Baptist Church in San Antonio with their life savings in hand, demanding that the Reverend Hagee take it all and donate it to the Christians United for Israel.
Hey, don't worry,
I don't mean
Jim,
it that way.
Don't worry. I not only wouldn't do that, I couldn't do that. I haven't got any money, but go ahead.
Well, I just wanted you to know that I don't consider you a couple of Marks in that respect.
Well,
but
thank you.
Being time is of the essence here, that I think instead of talking about the liberty of which I'm well knowledgeable, I'd like to, being that it is Good Friday, to bring up the fact that all these Judeo-Christian legends and stuff and rabbis getting together with priests and all this and sitting down and talking about all the common ground they have, I've never heard anybody ask a pertinent question like, what is it about the fact that you rejected Jesus and you, and the Jews always do this, they always make it personal, as with Hitler and Mussolini and everybody else that ever crossed them. They always make it personal, and nobody says, how about the message you brought? Why did you reject that? To me, that's central to the fact. I can see, even looking at it from a Jewish viewpoint, that this guy doesn't look like a Messiah, and I don't think he is. But what about the message he brought? But why did you reject that? That is the crux of the matter, in my opinion.
I totally agree with him. This is one of the things that I try to bring out, which is, you know, this question. Okay, why is it that these people refuse to even look at him and his message in a pocket light? And what you have to ask yourself, what is it about the Judaic mindset that they can't even appreciate? Okay, forget about accepting him as the Messiah. Okay, forget about what's wrong with looking at a decent man who had something good to say. What is it about his message that they find so inimical that to this day they don't, the mention of his name throws them into fit? I think is central to understanding today. Now, unfortunately, you know, in my this, what it boils down to is this: the Judaic mindset is of holiness. This mindset says, "I whatever I want, as God be best." And so, when you who was not going to exalt the Jews, but instead, he said, you know, all those who make them are going to make themselves last. And if you want to be considered justified in the eyes of my Father, then you're going to have to humble yourself and even debase yourself to the point where you're willing to help out a foreigner who has been beaten up and left to die in the ditch. And what else does it do with the Judaic mindset? Mindset doesn't want to have anything to do with humility, doesn't want to have anything to do with forgiveness. Their motto is never forgive. This is why for the past 2,000 years these people have nursed, if not an implacable hatred for Jesus and his teaching, at least a case of mild contempt. So I think that Jesus is absolutely right about this. It goes way beyond simply Friday 2000. It is full of the ideas between Christ and the battle and the ideas of Antichrist. And we need no further proof of this than what is going on in the world today. You have these people who have wormed their way into the dark and have done as they believe by virtue of God's chosen people that they have a right to do it. And the mess that they have created, 2,000 years of progress, have been erased in less than a second. And we are going to have to come down on a decision. You're either, it's like my friend Nunu, the Israeli dissident who rejected Judaism and became a Christian. You know, he told me once, you know, what I would say to the Judeo-Christians is this: either be Jewish or be Christian, but you cannot be both.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I think about Jim's observations and yours, Mark, I think about an encounter I had back in about 1983 with the late Dr. Robert Preuss. He was the president of the Missouri Synod Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Concordia Theological Seminary, Orthodox Lutheran. I think saw the Zionist issue in the same way that we would here, although I don't know that he wrote a great deal about it. But I remember one time in his office, I went to see him. I came down from Chicago. We were chatting about some things, and there was a conference at that time being sponsored in the Midwest by the ADL, and it involved the usual suspects, some Jewish rabbis and liberal Catholic and Protestant clergy who were saying all of the obligatory things. And one of these guys at this conference apparently said exactly what Jim was talking about. He used the phrase, "We have a lot in common." Robert Preuss said, "These guys have a lot in common, and that is that barring repentance, they're all going to spend an eternity in hell." We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic. Back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
back. This is Mark Antonoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press. And again, I am going to hit this one hard. Mark is doing a series on what happened to the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967 at the hands of Israel. That series is going to be reprinted and published on an ongoing basis in the American Free Press in coming weeks. And if you're not already a subscriber to AFP, I get absolutely not any sort of commission for saying that I would recommend that you subscribe, and I'm a subscriber myself. And that's one of the ways in which I stay in touch with Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, other than through personal email and phone calls, is by reading AFP. It is definitely worth your time, particularly in contrast to much of the irrelevant trash that appears in the corporate Zionist-controlled news media. Mark, in these final minutes, we are going to wrap things up here in regard to your first of what I hope is a regular stint of Friday appearances on this show. Where do you see things now in relationship to these ongoing rumors that we're still going to go with to war with Iran? Do you think it'll happen? And if it does, how do you think it'll play out?
I can't say for sure. Since we only have a few minutes, let me just say this, especially being that today is Good Friday. And as Christians, we recall what took place 2,000 years ago when these corrupt, evil men put Jesus to death because of the things that he had done and said. You know, at noon on Good Friday, it looked like his revolution was all over. Here he was, murdered in the most ignominious way, and yet 3 days later, everything was changed. And we as Christians have to keep this in mind as we see our religion crucified, as we see our nation and our culture and our civilization crucified by the same people. God has always got an ace up his sleeve. He always has the last laugh. And we have to keep this in mind, that I think that we are going to see a miracle take place of some sort. And in the end, his will is going to be done. And these people who think that who engage in the foolishness of plotting against God, what we have to remember is that God, in the end, is the best of all plotters.
Mark, I understand we have a long-distance caller, Sue from England, who would like to talk with you in the last minute or two. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from England.
Yes.
I'm listening to you on the Internet. Fascinating subject, and it's what keeps me going at the moment. I mean, my quest for truth, I've been on this journey for the last 3 years, and the conclusions I've come to just of late is that there is one very famous name at the top of the tree of all of this who actually created the Israel of man as opposed to the Israel of God. There is an Israel of God, which means those who see God, which doesn't mean see him, it means know him. And there's an Israel of man, which is the Israel of Satan. And this is man-made by the Rothschild family through their very famous names. In America, it's the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Stanleys, the Kuhn-Loebs, all these banking families. And between this bunch with the Rothschilds at the top, they created the State of Israel to create misery upon this planet. And ultimately now their final coup up to the year 2012 is the capture and control of absolutely all natural resources, people and everything on this planet. What do you say to that?
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. And I think you're on to something else, Sue. Who and what is the Israel of God biblically? I'm going to go right on the air and say it's not the modern Zionist state of Israel. And the New Testament proves it. Sue, I hope you listen again and call again. God bless you. God bless Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and American Free Press. This is Mark Dankoff signing off.